Now, you and I bang on all the time about, well, you've got three kids, I've got four kids, and you're busy. We're flat out. We just feel like we're always flat out achieving absolutely nothing.
Well, I feel now, with the amount of kids you have and I have, people look at you now and go, well, that's a big family.
Mm. Well, yeah, it is.
These days, because most couples either have the one or the two. Once they get the boy or girl, that seems to be it. But no one seems to want to go three, four or five. I mean, I got Isaac's good mate. His family, there's five kids in the family, and they have trouble finding rentals.
Yeah, well, they would,
to try
for sure.
And try and fit them in.
Yes. Well, I want you to get your head around this.
Yeah.
Imagine having 10 babies at once.
Well, it's probably not an effort for the bloke, but for the girls.
Oh, my goodness. A South African mum. I'm not sure if you've seen this one, Bilks. Gosiyami Tamara Sitol. It's saying she claims to have given birth to 10 children.
No.
10 babies, 7 boys and 3 girls. And apparently her scans detected only 8. But yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but she's, well, and look, no judgment to the scanner, the radiographer.
Give or take a couple of babies. Imagine pushing them out, though. They'd have to be delivered by cesarean. There's no way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No way. Well, and they were delivered at 29 weeks into her pregnancy over at a hospital in Pretoria. But 10 babies. I can't even contemplate how you would even, I don't know.
How would you
have
about
to bring in every single.
Well, you'd need to call
rally
on
the troops.
Babies, you need to call on. I know there's a government service that does provide nannies that do pay for it. So you'd need some sort of help. The trouble is, this woman's what, in South Africa or something?
Yeah, in South Africa, that's right. God. Oh, look, honestly, I'm sure the government would just, you know, come to the fore and say, look, you guys need some serious help here. So, I mean, the current record holder prior to these babies being born is a Malian woman. Who has non-uplets.
And that's
so 9 is non-uplets,
nine, okay.
10 I should have said is decuplets. Yes. So she had them in Morocco in May.
Imagine coming up with names for these kids.
Yeah.
The debate over just one or two. I mean, you know, when you sit there and you talk to your partner about, you know, what do you have? Is it someone who's got a connection with the family? Is it a name that you've loved all this time? But to multiply that by 10, you'd be just having a sheet there going pros, cons, and it'd be a full-time job.
Well, and I tell you what you'd be calling them. You'd be calling them things like Amy and Ian because those are 3 letters. No middle names.
And how would you tell them apart? I know they say a mum can tell every kid apart, but 10 of them, you'd be lost in the. There's this mound of flesh that you've got to feed
and
contend
with. Yeah, I don't know what you would do. That's a good question because, I mean, the first thing that came to my head was I'd want a tattoo on them. But then that's not really good for a baby, is it? Tattooing a baby. Well, I would. You'd want to tattoo them somehow.
Initially go 1, 2, 3, 4 up to 10.
Yeah, maybe the henna. The henna tattoos where it's just, you know.
And then we'll try and work out a name. Maybe do a polling system with the family and, you know, the top 10 best baby names can go just in the list or something. But,
Look, honestly, I think you would have to have a way of identifying them, Bilks. How you honestly would have to, I don't know, draw on them with a Nikko pen. Or something.
That's a bit tragic, but anyway.
I know. That's just too much, isn't it? Well, I wonder who's got the most kids in the Zinc family.
Shell, what's the go?
I've got 13 children, and I gave birth to all of them and no doubles.
13 children. Oh, my goodness. What is the age range?
37 down to 13.
37 to 13.
Now, what do you mean no?
My goodness.
When you say no doubles, what's that?
No twins, so I was breastfeeding or pregnant for 26 years.
So what? Oh, my goodness.
I don't think anyone can beat that, Michelle.
So can I have to ask you this. I mean, do people just constantly say to you, are you Catholic?
Yep.
And are you?
I am, but, yeah, that's got nothing to do with it.
No, of course not.
Or that we don't have a TV.
Oh, you wouldn't need it.
You don't have a TV.
No, we do have a TV.
Oh, okay.
But I'm a midwife and I'm a hypnotherapist, so I should know better, but I didn't.
Okay, and what did you, were that, and I hope this doesn't sound rude asking, but were they all planned?
Yep.
Beautiful.
And do you get assistance from the government? Do they provide nannies or something?
No chance. No chance.
No chance.
I heard
a
rumour that
grandparents would buy into it. It was left
on us. Oh, my goodness. So how many girls, how many boys?
5 girls and 8 boys.
Five girls and eight boys. My goodness.
You'd be popular at school.
I have to ask you this too. So a good friend of mine, he is one of 13. Now, he is one of the older kids. And he said he used to hate it when his mum was going to have another baby because he knew it was going to be more work for him. Is that the case with your older kids?
I don't know. I know the house was always spotless, and I'm down to three at home at the moment, and I look and just shake my head because I can't work out where the mess comes from. So what? Maybe the older kids do all the work. I don't know.
Yeah. What are you going to do when the last one leaves home? I mean, are you going to have a massive celebration, or are you going to go and buy five puppies?
No, travel.
Travel.
Get the hell out of there, exactly.
Oh, my goodness. No one is going to beat that, I'm sure.
No. I don't think so. I think everyone knows
Gimpy
is the lady with all the kids.
The lady with all the kids.
You know, Michelle, seriously, with that story, I should put you on the standby list for the trip to New Zealand. That is just...
Imagine the fight.
Amazing.
Who would she take? You know what I'd be saying with 13 kids? I'd be like, right, you are going to live in Perth. You are going to live in Tasmania. You're going to live in Melbourne. You slip over to NZ, so then you never have to pay for accommodation.